Hi, everybody. Welcome back for day two of a four English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
And we are recapping day one of the TOEIC topic for December. Yeah, so we looked in on a boss announcing in a meeting that their office has reached a goal of going green, which is nice. Yeah, so how did they do it?
Well, they actually did a lot of things. The office went paperless by using online service chat box instead of printing things out. And I actually use chat box in our office as well.
That's right, yeah. And another thing they did was replace old light bulbs with LED lights that use less electricity, so they're able to save on their electric bills.
Great. Yeah. And they added plants, not for decoration, but actually good for decoration too, to increase the oxygen and make the air cleaner.
Yeah, it's always nice to breathe clean air.
Yes.
Yeah. So now they're talking about another thing they want to do, and that is to change the way they make their products. So how do you think they might do that?
By making products the ethical way, because it's the title of today's article.
No way! Yeah, that's true. So what does that mean, ethical?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We'll have to find out, I guess.
So let's go ahead and get to the teaching points so we can find out.
Reading. Making products the ethical way. In modern society, people buy lots of items and often want them at low costs. Usually, this means companies make items cheaply by hiring workers in developing countries. There, they work long hours for extremely little pay. However, some companies are finding success with ethical production. With ethical production, companies make sure items are made by workers in good working conditions. Workers are paid well, companies follow the law on things such as overtime pay, and the factories typically try to be green. For example, the U.S. outdoor clothing brand Patagonia's cotton items only use organic cotton. Also, the company makes sure its processes are eco-friendly and its workers are treated well. Other small brands in the U.S. and Japan also follow rules about ethics now, too. Ethically made products sometimes come with a higher cost for customers and less earnings for companies, but many people feel it's worth it. After all, this practice benefits both the world and its workers.
Okay, so here we are about day two about making products the ethical way. So the article starts out, in modern society, people buy lots of items and often want them at low cost. That's true. A lot of people are buying things all the time.
Guilty. I always buy more than I need whenever I go grocery shopping or when I go shopping online.
Yeah, it's hard to stop yourself.
I know. Okay, so 课文刚刚提到就是在现代社会，这个人们喜欢买大量的食物，又常常希望可以便宜取得，甚至贪小便宜真的不好。Because I always look at some things I don't need and I feel like, oh, I'm wasting so much money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what do they say about that? Usually, this means that companies make items cheaply by hiring workers in developing countries. Yeah, that's a really common practice. So here we're talking about developing countries. These are countries where people might not have a very, well, the country might not have a very wealthy population or a lot of money, and people living there probably do jobs like work in factories, work on farms, or they do other kinds of physical work that takes a lot of body labor, but doesn't require a lot of school.
That sounds terrible. Okay. 那这通常也表示公司呢可能会雇用 developing countries, 也就是开发中国家的劳工来廉价生产物品哦。
Mm-hmm. So what about these people in developing countries? Well, it says there they work long hours for extremely little pay. That does not seem right to me.
I know, it seems very unfair. Okay, mm-hmm. 所以这些劳工长时工作，但是呢，他们薪资却少得可怜。
Mm-hmm.
We saw the word extremely.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, what does extremely mean? Well, extremely is an adverb, and it's an adverb of intensity, which is kind of like a lot of others. It shows how much something is a certain way. So we have many adverbs like this in English, such as really, very, kind of, a little, somewhat, you know, on and on. But extremely is the top one. It means something is 100% that way, or even over the top in a certain way. So like something like extremely bad, extremely good, extremely tired, etc. Yeah, so on and so on. So how can we use it extremely in a sentence? Well, Stella was extremely angry when she learned her brother had broken her computer.
I would be extremely angry. Mm-hmm. Extremely 就是非常的 ,OK, 它是个副词。当然我们可以用 very,OK,、okay? 或者是刚我们提到的一些另外的副词像蛮怎么样我们可以用 quite,、mm-hmm. pretty, something,、
yeah.
OK, 所以呢 or somewhat, OK,、
yeah.
那我们可以怎么用 extremely? For example, it is extremely hot or cold in here. You can talk about, you know, the temperature or the story has an extremely complicated plot.
Oh man, you'd have to work to figure it out.
Do some thinking.
Uh-huh. So, they're talking about workers who have poor conditions in developing countries. But, however, some companies are finding success with ethical production.
Great.
That sounds like a good thing. Yeah.
Okay. So, 然后呢，有些公司却以道德生产的方式通向成功。这里就提到我们的主题，就是 ethical production, 道德生产。Let's find out more about this.
Okay. Well, it says, with ethical production, companies make sure items are made by workers in good working conditions.
Oh.
That's a good change already.
I know. Yeah. That sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. 所以道德生产的公司会确保生产产品的劳工是在良好的环境下工作。
Mm-hmm.
No more cheap labor.
Right. So workers are paid well. Ah. Companies follow the law on things such as overtime pay.And the factories typically try to be green.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
所以劳工呢会得到合理的薪资，公司会遵守像是给这个加班费的法规啦，而且呢工厂通常也会尽力做环保。这里提到的 overtime 就是加班或是加班时间，在这里是当作名词来用。
Mm-hmm. So they're talking about they typically try to be green. Typically is an adverb saying that, you know, if something happens typically, it means that's the usual case.
Yes.
So Taiwanese people typically speak Mandarin Chinese. True?
Right.
True.
True.
All right. Doctors typically make a lot of money.
Typically?
Yep. Well, I mean, if you're running your own clinic, maybe you won't make a lot of money. So 90-something percent of the time.
Yes.
Maybe it's not true 100% of the time, but we can say it's mostly true.
Yeah.
So how would we use this? For example, I typically go to the ice cream shop with my friends after school, but today I was too busy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and the factories doing ethical production typically try to be environmentally friendly too. Not all, but most of them.
如果要表示通常或是一般会做什么样的事情，我们就可以用今天这个副词 typically. For example, I typically order the steak when I eat at that restaurant. Or my mom and dad typically go for coffee after taking a walk.
Okay, so we're talking about the ways that factories might typically try and go green.
Right.
So, for example, the U.S. outdoor clothing brand Patagonia's cotton items only use organic cotton.
Wow,
have you wear any Patagonia clothes?
No, have you?
I think I should buy some.
Yeah, we should. Okay. Yeah. 那这时候我就来举例啦，像是美国的这个户外服饰品牌 Patagonia 只采用有机棉生产这个棉制品哦。 那我们来看一下里面其中提到的字，像是 outdoor 是形容词，表示户外使用的，所以 outdoor clothing brand 指的就是户外运动服装品牌。那我们刚刚提到的有机棉，其中的 organic 就是有机的。Like, you could talk about organic vegetables or fruits, even.
Yeah, or even organic milk or anything like that. Yeah. So, also, the company, Patagonia, makes sure its processes are eco-friendly. Remember, environmentally friendly. And its workers are treated well.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Very good.
Yeah, 另外这间公司很棒哦，就是他们还会确保它的程序是环保的，而且员工待遇也是好的耶。
Okay, so here in this sentence, we have two vocab words, actually. The first one is a noun, it's process. So the process of doing something or making something is all the different steps that it has to go through before it's finished. It can be anything from writing an essay to making clothes. Something like a product made in a factory might have a long process to go through, and that means it might use up a lot of energy or a lot of resources. So to make a process eco-friendly, the factory would cut down some of the energy or some of the steps that they use to make those things. Here's an example of process. The process of baking a cake has a lot of steps, but the end result is delicious.
OK, 我们来看一下刚刚出现的 process, 就是这个生产产品的步骤或是程序，它是个名词。For example, recycling is an industrial process. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe we also saw another vocabulary word, treat,
yes,
right?
Yes, treat.
Mm-hmm. So what does this word mean?
Treat means behaving towards someone in a particular way, like acting a certain way towards them.
Yeah, for example, she felt she had been unfairly treated and then complained to her boss. Or another example, which is very true, my parents still treat me like a child.
Oh, isn't that all parents? Yeah, mostly. Okay.
Right.
And one more example, young people should always treat their elders with respect.
So important.
Very important, yeah. Okay, going on with the article, we're talking about how they treat their workers. Other small brands in the US and Japan also follow rules about ethics now too.
Wow, good for them. Okay, 所以其他像是美国跟日本的这个小品牌，其实现在呢也遵守道德规则的生产 ethics. Okay, 通常我们是用复数形来表示道德的意思哦。
So ethically made products sometimes come with a higher cost for customers and less earnings for companies, but many people feel like it's worth it. Do you think so?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. All right, so in this sentence, we have a phrase that says come with. So if something comes with something else, you get the first thing.But if you get the first thing, you also must get the second thing, whether it's good or bad. So jobs can come with perks, and this is a good thing. Perks like, you know, certain benefits or healthcare, things like that. Or they can come with lots of stress, which is a bad thing. And also some products you can buy will come with something else, like a burger that comes with a drink and fries. That's an example of come with.
Come with 是一个非常好用的片语，口语解释是跟着一起来的。像是刚刚有提到点餐可能会附什么饮料啦，就可以用到这个字，很像我们中文附有什么或是有什么。Okay, for example, I could also say something like the vacuum cleaner comes with a 1-year warranty.这个吸尘器有一年的这个保固期哦。不过课文的 come with something 比较像是指什么什么的结果。OK, 所以整句的意思我们来看一下，就是遵循道德方式制作的产品有时候会让顾客花比较高的费用购买，而且呢这个公司从中赚取的利润比较少。但是很多人呢仍然认为这样非常的值得。I agree.
Yeah, so we're talking about the companies might, you know, try and use ethical processes, treat their workers right, go green. However, this means that they get less earnings.
Right.
So that's a downside. So earnings is a plural noun. You can talk about like earning something as a verb, but Earnings is always a plural noun. So you can say that earnings are what a company or a person gets from the work that they do or the things they sell. If a company has less earnings because of their products, it means the products are not making the company as much money as they were making before. So some companies might prefer higher earnings to better made products, but some companies think the opposite is better, lower earnings and better products.
Yes.
Yeah. So an example of that would be, my earnings this month were lower than usual because I took some time off work.
Oh, that's kind of like good and bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so earnings, okay, 同样的刚刚有注意到吗？它都是复数型呈现。利润或是收益的意思。 Okay, so for example, I could also say something like this. He got into trouble by lying to the tax office about his earnings.
Uh-oh, that's not a good idea.
And that's illegal. Okay.
Yeah.
所以除了 earnings, 其实我们也可以用类似的字来表示利润或者是盈利。比方像是 profit 这个字或是你的收入所得就可以用 income 这个名词。
Income, that's the next
one.
Okay, so as for companies that believe, you know, it's better to make good products and have less earnings, they say, after all, this practice benefits both the world and its workers. Benefit is a good one.
Yes.
Benefit is a verb in here that means, if it benefits you, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Simple enough. In this case, ethical production is good for workers and it's good for the earth.And it's also good for the people who buy the things. Yeah,
yeah, it's like a win-win.
It's a win for everybody. If you want to use this as an adjective, you can say something is beneficial to something else. So here's an example for the word benefit. Getting some exercise every day will benefit not only your body, but also your mind.
I know that, but, you know, I get too lazy sometimes.
I know, me too.
We all know that, but we're all lazy.
But I do feel better when I exercise. I feel like, oh, I have energy. I thought, you know, you think you're going to be tired, but then you have energy. Yeah.
Okay, I'll make sure I'll actually, yeah, take more exercise. Okay, benefit. Okay, 是什么呢？就是有助于、有利于什么东西。它是个动词。Now we can talk about medicines that benefit thousands of people.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
That's a good thing, right? Or the new plan may benefit many students.
Yeah, and the students will be happy about
yes.
that.
Yes,、yeah. okay. 所以课文就说毕竟这样做能同时为这个世界还有劳工们带来好处。So I think that we're coming towards the end of our article, right?
Yeah, that's the end of it. So we talked about things that, ways that they can...make their products more ethically by hiring workers that have all of their benefits and rights given to them as they should be.
They probably don't make a lot of money from that, but actually they treat the workers better.
Exactly. Yeah, and they use materials that are better, like organic cotton and things like that. Mm-hmm. So now we know a little bit more about ethical products and companies. That's a good thing, right?
Yay.
So now we can go ahead and take a look at our For You chat question.
Yay.
For You chat.
All right, here's our For You Chat question. I'm going to ask Kat.
Okay,
do you shop at any stores that have ethical or environmentally friendly practices? Why or why not?
That's a good question. I feel like I want to say that I do. I'm actually vegetarian. So this is something I think about a lot because, like, I'm thinking, like, I want to, you know, make less greenhouse gases.
Nice.
I don't want to hurt animals. So I go to a lot of vegetarian and vegan restaurants in town in Taipei. And there's a lot of them and they're delicious.
Yum.
Yeah, so, and for maybe goods like clothing or accessories, things like that, I like to try and visit fair trade stores, which means that they are treating their workers ethically. And I also like to shop at local businesses because I like to support people who are doing small businesses.
That's so nice of you. I actually love vegetarian food as well, so I go to vegetarian restaurants myself too.
Great.
Now, as for me...I would love to shop more at these environmentally friendly stores, but I have to be honest. I usually buy things because I like them rather than because of how environmentally friendly their manufacturers are.
That's fair. I mean, a lot of people do that. And
sometimes you're not sure about the company's background.
Right, you can't always find out because sometimes they want to hide things.
Yes. Now, I do, though, try to buy everyday things that help save the environment, such as I mentioned earlier, I think in yesterday's article, drink bottles, okay, or I actually use recycled toilet paper.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And LED bulbs, we talked about in day one, right? Mm-hmm. And I actually use a low-flow shower head, and that saves water.
Wow, cool. So you use less water when you shower anyway. Great.
It's kind of like you taking shorter showers.
I guess so, yeah. You take shorter ones or you use a low-flow shower head. Either way. Okay. If you are interested in being green and shopping ethically and things like that, you can search for some ethical stores that care about the earth and make good products on the internet. And I think that's all the time we have. I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Making products the ethical way. In modern society, people buy lots of items and often want them at low costs. Usually, this means companies make items cheaply by hiring workers in developing countries. There, they work long hours for extremely little pay. However, some companies are finding success with ethical production. With ethical production, companies make sure items are made by workers in good working conditions. Workers are paid well, companies follow the law on things such as overtime pay, and the factories typically try to be green. For example, the U.S. outdoor clothing brand Patagonia's cotton items only use organic cotton. Also, the company makes sure its processes are eco-friendly and its workers are treated well. Other small brands in the U.S. and Japan also follow rules about ethics now, too. Ethically made products sometimes come with a higher cost for customers and less earnings for companies, but many people feel it's worth it. After all, this practice benefits both the world and its workers.
Vocabulary Review. Extremely. Jamie has an extremely bad headache and needs to lie down. Typically. I typically get to work around 8:30 a.m., but today I was early. Process. The new manager has thought up some new processes, which should make work easier for everyone. Treat. The law says that stores must treat all their customers equally. Earnings. The company's earnings went down this year, and everyone is worried. Benefit. The company's success would benefit all of its workers. They would get higher wages.